今天早上我们提到天国好像珠宝埋在土里面。
This morning we mentioned that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure buried in the ground.
认识的人就变卖所有来买这一块地。
Those who are cognizant will sell everything that they have and purchase this piece of land.
那在马太福音十三章里面还有在比喻天国好像一块地。
In Matthew chapter 13, it also compares the kingdom of heaven to a piece of land.
那在这一块地上面呢，在撒种子。
And upon this land, the seeds were sown.
我们来看马太十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew 13.
马太福音的十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
第三节
Verse 3.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个人撒种的出去撒种，撒种的时候有落在路旁，飞鸟来吃尽。第五节
5.
有落在土浅的石头地上，土既不深，发苗最快。第六节
6.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里，荆棘起来就把它挤住了。第八节，有落在豪土里的，就有结实的，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。天国好像在撒种。
The kingdom of heaven is compared to sowing seeds.
那这个种子非常的宝贵。
These seeds are very valuable.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
23节
Verse 23.
第一章二十三节
Chapter 1 verse 23.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
彼得前书第一章是在讲活泼的盼望。
First Peter chapter 1 speaks of the vibrant hope.
这个活泼就是带有永生的盼望。
This vibrant means it's an ever-living hope.
人活到最后只有一个盼望。
A man lives, and ultimately there's only one hope.
就是天国。
Which is the kingdom of heaven.
除了天国以外，人没有其他的盼望。
Besides heavenly kingdom, there is no other worthwhile hope.
那天国从哪里来？
Where does kingdom of heaven come about?
就是从这个种子来的。
It comes from the seed.
这个种子就是神的道。
Which is the word of God.
所以二十三节说是不能坏的种子。
Verse 23 tells us it's incorruptible seed.
那重生呢？就是属灵上再生一次。
Reborn means spiritually we are born again.
父母生我们的肉体。
Our parents give birth to our fleshly body.
但是这个生命几十年就结束了。
But this life will end in a few decades.
但是神要再生我们一次。
But God will give birth to us once again.
就是借着他的道理。
Through his words.
这所以叫做活泼长存的道。
This is why it's called the vibrant and living hope.
那父母生我们跟从道理来的重生有什么不同？
How is our natural birth different from the rebirth from the word?
二十四节。
Verse 24.
彼得前书第一章的二十四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 24.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。二十五节。
25.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers fall away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you.
所以这个二十四节、二十五节就是在比较，父母生我们跟主耶稣生我们有什么不同。
Verse 24 and 25 tells us the difference between the birth of our natural parents versus the birth of God.
这里说有血气的，好像花草。
All flesh is like grass.
我们知道很多的庭院都种很漂亮的花草。
We've seen a lot of beautiful gardens with grass and beautiful flowers.
但是我们在欣赏很漂亮的一朵花的时候，我们知道 有很多的花已经凋谢了。
But when we see a beautiful flower, we know that many others before it had already withered.
已经被忘记，烧掉，烧掉了。
They had been forgotten, swept away.
那我们看，我们现在正在欣赏这一朵花，再过几天也被扫掉了。
And we see the beautiful flower that was blooming before us will also soon fall away.
那我们人就是这个。
And this is the reflection of human life.
人在最兴旺的时刻。
At the peak of our life,
好像花，好像草。
We're like a blooming flower.
非常引人注意。
Very attractive.
自己也感觉到自己很有价值。
And we can sense our own value.
就像花开得最漂亮的时候。
At the fullest bloom.
但是时间是无情的。
But time has no compassion.
五年、十年、二十年、四十年后，这个就凋谢了。
Five, ten, twenty, forty years later, this flower will fall away.
一凋谢就被忘记了。
Once it's withered, it will be forgotten.
这个是事实，没有一个人能够抗拒。
This is a cold fact of life, which no one can deny.
所以花草带给人的欣赏那种满足是暂时的。
So the satisfaction and appreciation of beautiful flowers and grass is merely temporary.
它的价值是有限的。
Its value is limited.
但是这里告诉我们另外一个种子。
But here tells us of a different kind of seed,
就是神的道,
which is the word of God,
就是我们所接受的福音,
which is the gospel that we accept.
这是不能坏的种子。
It is the incorruptible seed.
那这个福音这个种子长大了会像什么?
Once this seed of the gospel is fully grown, what would it turn out to be?
你那种子一种下去啊，南瓜到最后就长南瓜，西瓜就长西瓜，苦瓜就长苦瓜。
We see that different types of seed will bear different type of fruit, watermelon, squash, or different kind of fruit.
那神的这个道种在我们里面，那长大像什么？
So when this seed of God is planted within us, what does it grow up to be?
长大就像主耶稣啊。
It will grow up into the image of Christ.
有主耶稣的性情。
And we share in the nature of Christ.
有主耶稣的生命。
We have the life of Christ.
这个就是这个种子的价值。
This is the value of the seed.
所以为什么我们接受福音这么重要
？So why is it so important we accept this gospel?
当一个人年纪大的时候
，When a person is advanced in age，
你会发现我们肉体渐渐衰老。
We will discover that our physical body is deteriorating.
但是一个人年纪大的时候，他可能越来越漂亮。
But a person as he or she grows older becomes more attractive.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们可以在他身上看到耶稣的美。
Because we are able to perceive the beauty of Christ in that person.
神的荣美。
The glory of God.
就是他身上你可以看到神的形象。
We can see the image of God in that person.
这个会感动人，会吸引人。
This is something that can move people and attract people.
那这个种子就是我们所接受的道。
And this is the seed which we accept into us.
所以传福音真的是很有价值的工作。
That's why it's so valuable to preach the seed of the gospel.
那我们再想一个问题。
Let's think of this question.
为什么福音这么好，但是每一个人领受福音的改变不一样
？Why is it that the seed of the gospel is so wonderful, and yet the transformation that it brings about in every individual is different?
有的人的改变，你可以发现是完全的，一百八十度改变。
Some people will go through a 180 degree transformation.
那有的人的改变，你可以发现，他信跟不信也没有差别。
And for others, you see that there's no differentiation before and after.
所以有人就打一个问号，那听到也没有用。
So some people may raise the question, it's no use listening to the gospel.
那信耶稣也没有用。
It's useless to listen to accept Christ.
你看谁谁谁，他有什么改变？
You look at all these people, there's no change in them.
你看我家的谁，他有没有改变？
You look at my family member, there's no change.
信耶稣没有用。
It's pointless to believe in Christ.
这个马太十三章就对这个问题做一个答案。
So Matthew chapter 13 provides the answer to the question.
不是那个种子有问题。
The problem doesn't lie with the seed.
是那个土地有问题。
Rather the soil.
那每个人的土地不一样。
Every person's soil is different.
所以我们不要想说这个种子撒在这个土地不会长，这个种子没有用。
So let's not falsely think because the seed doesn't grow in this type of soil, the seed is useless.
那我们为什么不看这个种子撒在另外一个土地长这么多，这么漂亮？
Then why don't we look at this very same seed planted into a rich soil and yields fruitful crops.
那这样一比较，我们就知道不是种子有问题，而是这个地有问题。
So when we make this kind of comparison, we see that the problem doesn't lie with the seed, but rather with the soil.
所以这个马太十三章就在提到人有四种心，就是四种地。
Matthew 13 tells us that there are four types of people with their different mindset and referring to the different types of soil.
接受福音后改变就不一样。
And because of that, their transformation after they accept the gospel will also vary.
那第一种地是什么？
What is the first type of soil?
我们回来看马太十三章。
Let's turn back to Matthew 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
撒种的时候落在路旁，然后飞鸟把它吃尽。
As he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
种子有落下去了，但是飞鸟把它吃掉。
Even though the seeds were planted, but the birds came and devoured them.
然后十九节主耶稣就解释。
Verse 19, the Lord explains.
凡听见天国的道理不明白的，那恶者来就把它撒在心里的夺去了，这就是撒在路旁。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away that was sown in his heart. This is he who receives the seed by the wayside.
那个鸟就是恶者，就是魔鬼。
So this bird represents evil, which is Satan.
有的人来道理，来教会听道理也很感动。
Some people, once they come to the church to listen to the gospel, are deeply moved.
这是事实的。然后回到家，那夫妻感情很好，就开始在讨论。
And this is a fact. When he goes back home and he has a very harmonious life with his wife.
那先生就相信科学。
Oh, okay. One spouse believes in science.
他就用理性一条一条把它解掉了。
And so the husband will go through each one of the scientific postulates to repeal anything that.
所以魔鬼就借着他先生的理性，把他太太那个种子一个一个把它拔起来。
So Satan will work through the husband's intellect in order to take away all the seed that was planted in the wife one by one.
理性可以帮助我们在世界上出读得好，工作做得好。
Intellect and rationale can help us to excel in this world, in our job or our education.
但是理性也可以被魔鬼利用，把我们的信仰拔起来。
But intellect can also be used by Satan in order to extract the gospel seed in us.
信仰不是违反理性。
Faith is not in contradiction with intellect.
信仰是超越理性。
Or rather, faith transcends the intellect.
理性是地上的理解力跟智慧。
Intellect is an understanding of the worldly wisdom.
那信仰是属灵的，属神的。
Whereas faith is belonging to God and of God.
不是地上的头脑聪明理性可以了解的。
This is not something that earthly intellect can comprehend.
所以现在魔鬼怎么把道吃掉？
So how does Satan devour our gospel seed?
就从理性播下怀疑的，打很多问号就没有了。
Satan would use the intellect to sow many questions in our mind to take away our seed.
这是第一个，种子。
First,
落在路旁，魔鬼把它吃掉了。
First type where the seed is sown by the wayside and devoured by Satan.
那第二种土地。
The second type.
第五节。
Verse 5.
有落在土浅石头上的，土既不深，发苗最快。
Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depths of earth.
它落在这个石头地，但上面有土，但是一点点。
These seeds were sown on stony places with very shallow earth.
所以一点点也可以发芽，因为那个土啊会有水分，所以它也会发芽。
So in spite of the shallow earth, there's still some moisture, and they can immediately sprout.
但是下面就是石头，根扎不下去。
But because there's solid rock underneath, it cannot take the root.
所以你可以看到一个人来教会领受道理之后很高兴，哇，我今天终于听到这个福音。
And you can see some people when they first come to the church, listen to gospel, are so joyful.
有一些体验。
And they've also experienced God.
但是下面说太阳一照就干掉了。
Nevertheless, it says here they immediately withered as the sun came up.
因为他那个根扎不下去。
Because they cannot take root.
外表很好看，它是有发芽，但是根扎不下去，太阳一晒就干掉。
Externally, they look pretty nice. They sprouted, but because the lack of root, they immediately withered away.
好，那我们看二十节。
Let's see, verse 20.
好，主耶稣怎么解释？
Let's look at what Lord Jesus explained.
撒在石头地上，就是人听见道理，当下欢喜领受。只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，只为道遭到患难或逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
所以，这个太阳是什么？
So what does the sun represent?
患难或者逼迫。
Refers to afflictions or persecutions.
我们知道所有的植物都要太阳。
We know that all plants require the sunshine.
有太阳之下，你长得会很健康。
Because with the sunshine, then the plants will grow very healthily.
但是没有根的植物，太阳一晒就枯干了。
But for plants that has no root, when the sun comes out, it will immediately be scorched.
其实信仰也是这样。
Similarly, our faith is like that.
如果我们的信仰有扎根，
if our faith is deeply rooted,
患难会帮助我们的信仰更成熟。
Tribulations will actually help us become more mature in faith.
所以，罗马书第五章在讲患难生忍耐。
So in Romans 5 tells us that afflictions will bring about long suffering.
忍耐
patience.
那忍耐生老练
and patience leads to endurance.
老练呢，中文不晓得什么意思。那如果看英文叫做 character. Character 再换回来就是个性
leads to character.
那老练生盼望
and character leads to hope.
所以我们如果信仰有根患难会改变我们的个性。
So if our faith is rooted, then tribulations will change our character.
那这个个性会带给我们天国更大的荣耀。
This character will lead to a more glorious glory in heaven.
为什么主耶稣发光像太阳？
Why is it that Lord Jesus shone like as bright as the sun?
因为他的身上个性反映神，
Because,
神性。
His character reflected the divine character.
所以经过患难之后，我们个性变成有神性。
So after tribulations, we reflect the divine character.
天国有更大的荣耀。
There's greater glory in heaven.
因此这个太阳照是好的。
And because the sunshine is beneficial to us.
但是没有根一照就枯了。
Without root, then with the sunshine, we were immediately scorched.
听道理很高兴。
We receive the gospel with joy.
那回到家，太太反对。
Well, when we go home, your spouse is against it.
这怎么办？我全家不同信仰了。
So what do you do? Because there's a conflict of faith.
我本来家庭很和睦。
Previously, I had a loving family.
那现在我越查考道理，我的想法跟我太太越来不一样。
But the more I study the gospel, the more my spouse grows distant from me.
这我还能够信吗？
Can I continue in my faith?
我说再下去，可能我家庭就起纷争了。
If I continue on, then there will be a huge division in the family.
算了，下次不去了。
Don't bother.
患难逼迫就倒了。
With tribulation, persecution, our faith collapses.
这个是软性的。
This is a weak character.
有的父母对自己的孩子信耶稣就不是这么软的。
And some parents are very stringent when it comes to their children believing in Christ.
你如果信耶稣，断绝父子关系。
They would say, if you believe in Christ, then we will cut off all relationship.
就回家想想，哇，道理是很好。
So you start to think, this is very good gospel.
但是我爸爸妈妈一生对我这么好。
But and my parents love me so much.
断绝父子关系。
If we were to cut off all relationship.
这个我怎么没有办法接受？
This is not something I can accept.
我一生都没有办法对得起他。
I cannot be worthy to my parents.
教会不去了。
So I will.Stop going to church.
那信仰就枯干了。
And then the faith will wither.
所以这个患难有很多不同的形态。
So the tribulations and persecution come in many forms.
那现在听道理很高兴。
And now when you receive the gospel with joy,
那神的道就改变了我们。
God's word will change us.
你现在到公司里面，也不抽烟，也不喝酒，也不跟人生气。
You go to a company, you don't argue with people, you don't drink or smoke, and you don't get upset.
朋友就觉得你很怪。
Other people may perceive you as odd.
这个也是一种逼迫，无形的。
This is also an invisible type of persecution.
那久了，我们自己就想，哎，到底我是不是正常？
And after a while, you might start to wonder, am I normal?
啊，为什么我会想我是不是正常？因为我跟每个人都不一样。
Why would that come to our mind? Because we are different from all the other people.
那如果我要被人接受
，If we wish to be accepted,
我要跟他一样。
Then we have to conform to the crowd.
啊，如果我跟他不一样
，If we are different,
别人就好像把我看作另外一边的人。
Then other people will consider me to be an outcast.
啊，心里看听一想一想，哎呀，不信了。
So after some struggle, I'm going to give up Christ.
就太阳一照就枯干了。
So with the sunshine, the faith withers.
因为根没有扎下去。
Because the faith is not rooted.
不是道理有问题。
It's not a question of the gospel being problematic.
是那个信仰没有扎下去。
But rather, the faith is not rooted.
那这是第二种。
This is the second type of soil.
那第三种土地。
The third type of soil.
我们再回来看马太福音十三章。
Turn to Matthew 13.
第七节。
Verse 7.
有落在荆棘里，荆棘起来，把它挤住了。
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
第三种土地就是，其实土地本身很好。
The third type of soil is in fact very good soil.
主耶稣在讲八福，第一福是什么？虚心的人有福了。
When Lord Jesus spoke of the Beatitude, the very first blessing is those who are poor in spirit are blessed.
所以有时候我们看这个人来听道理真的是很虚心。
We can see some people when they first come to accept Christ, they are very humble.
很渴慕，又做笔记，回去又在自己再复习。
They're very thirsting after the gospel, would take notes and go back home and review.
那道理一进去就哀动，就悔改。
And when they hear the gospel, they would confess and repent and transform themselves.
心是不错。
Pretty good soil.
但是过了一年两年，奇怪，为什么他的信仰好像没有带什么好的结果？
But after one or two years, you see there's not much marked improvement in their faith.
这个就是荆棘呀。
And this is due to thorns.
我们看荆棘是什么。
Let's study what thorns are.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒在荆棘里，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
马太福音十三章讲这个荆棘指两种。
Matthew 13, the thorn refers to two types.
但是路加福音第八章讲荆棘是讲三种。
But in Luke chapter 8, it refers to three types of thorns.
我们现在看路加的第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
十四节。
Verse 14.
那落在荆棘里，就人人听到走开以后，必今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，就结出不成熟的子粒。
Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity.
这里讲荆棘就是今生的思虑。
The thorns refer to the cares of life.
钱财。
Riches.
厌乐。
Pleasures.
把它挤住了。
These are the thorns that choke us.
那这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
今生的思虑，如果照主耶稣讲，就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，太注重生活水准。
The cares of life is, as the Lord Jesus said, what do we eat, what do we drink, what do we wear? And we too care too much about our daily life.
人是不错，心也很谦卑。
Even though it's pretty good soil and very humble.
但是整个头脑就是在想怎么样改进我的生活水准，提高我的生活。
But all they care about is how can I improve my living lifestyle and upgrade my living standard.
那既然要提高生活，下一个问题就是钱
So if you want to upgrade your living standard, then the next thing follows is money.
怎么多赚一点钱？
How can we earn more money?
所以水准才可以提高。
In order to elevate our standards.
那一旦有了钱呢？
And once we have money,
怎么来娱乐？
How can we pleasure ourselves?
我已经这么辛苦赚钱了，我一定要好好享受不然我这么辛苦赚钱做什么？
I work so hard, I must try to enjoy my life. Otherwise, what's the point of earning all this money?
所以就是厌乐, 娱乐。
So this entertainment and joy.
哦, 那这个三个就把信仰挤住了。
So we see these three factors will choke our faith.
那为什么这个三个会把信仰挤住呢?
How is it that these three elements will choke our faith?
圣经说我们要专心寻求神。
The Bible tells us that we have to seek God with all our heart.
专心寻求的就必寻见。
And those who seek God with all your heart will find God.
所以这个信仰要进步要专心。
In order to improve our faith, we must be very devoted and focused.
好像那个照相机那个焦准对准神。
It's just like a camera where you focus and focus on God.
那除了上班除了生活的需要之外，我的生活就是对准神。
Besides going to work, taking care of family life, my focus is on God only.
那这样信仰就会结果子。
Then we will bring about fruit in our faith.
那现在就变成倒过来。
But now it's the opposite.
那个焦点啊，照向那个焦点。
The focus of the camera.
怎么靠神的恩典，吃的穿的更好。
How can we rely on God for more grace and blessing in order to improve our standard and our what we eat, what we drink?
怎么赚更多钱?
How we can earn more money?
怎么享受世界上的东西?
How we can enjoy the life in this world?
那个焦点不是在神。
Then that focus is no longer on God.
就生活的改变就有限了。
Then you will see there's very limited transformation in faith.
所以叫做结出不成熟的子粒来。
And bring no fruit to maturity.
不是精心不好。
It's not a matter of the bad soil.
是荆棘没有拿掉。
But rather, they have not removed the thorns.
荆棘拿掉了，你就发现信仰就进步了。
Once the thorns are removed, you will find improvement in faith.
这是第三种土地。
This is the third type of soil.
好，那第四种土地。
The fourth type.
好，第八节。
Verse 8.
马太13章第8节。
Matthew 13, verse 8.
又有落在好土里，就结实，100倍、60倍、30倍。
But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
就好土地。
This is good soil.
这个就是心地很好，没有荆棘。
That means it's a heart with very good faith and without any kind of thorns.
那就结很成熟的子粒出来。
And you're able to see lots of fruition.
是好像在腓立比书里面讲，吕底亚。
Just like Lydia mentioned in Philip.
这就是好土地。
This is a very good soil.
信主以后真的有改变。
After coming to Christ, there's a remarkable transformation.
那怎么把荆棘拿掉？
How do we remove our thorns?
最有效的就是火来烧。
The most effective is to be burned by fire.
放一把火就把它烧掉了。
You just set it on fire, then they will be burned away.
火是什么？
What is fire refer to?
其中一个就是患难。
One of the definition of fire is tribulation.
我曾经遇过一个信徒遇到很大的患难。
I once met this member who had encountered very great tribulation.
他有一阵子他的理想也是在这个世界上。
And previously, his ideals and goals are all focused on the world.
我就问他，你经过这么患难，到最后你有什么结论？
So I asked him, after you've gone through this tribulation, what conclusion have you drawn?
他只有一句话。
He had only one statement.
他说，只有神是真的。
Only God is genuine.
哇，这句话太宝贵了。
This is a very precious statement.
只有神是真的。
Only God is true.
经过患难之后，他以前觉得很宝贵，都烧掉了。
After the tribulation, what he considered to be very valuable are all burned away.
那只有神是真的，只有神是你抓得住的，在患难中你真的可以靠的。
Only God is true means that amidst the tribulation, you can only turn to God.
在患难中真的会给你意义的。Amidst
the tribulation, one thing that can truly bring you meaning.
会给我们力量，会给我们安慰的，就是神。To
give us strength and comfort, it's God only.
所以他信仰进步了，因为荆棘烧掉了。
His faith improved because the thorns are burned away.
那第二个火就是圣灵。The
second fire is Holy Spirit.
当人不断的祷告，被圣灵充满。When
a person prays incessantly and is filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们的心里面的荆棘就烧掉了。And
the thorns that live in our heart be burned away.
我们就改变了。We
will be transformed.
信仰就进步了。And
our faith will improve.
所以这个土地要改变哦，一个要借着火。
So in order to improve our soil, first is through fire.
第二个要借着水。
Second, through water.
啊，水也是圣灵。
Because water is also the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一浇灌，种子一撒下去，马上就发芽。
With the pouring of Holy Spirit of water, then the seed will immediately sprout.
如果没有水，
without water,
有的土地会干到像石头一样。
Some soil can dry to be rock solid.
人是很好，就是听道理都不会感动。
And even though a very nice person, but just nothing touches him with gospel.
为什么？
Why is that?
心是干的。
Because his heart is dry.
等到一天得圣灵。
Until one day he receives the Holy Spirit.
神的这个水浇灌进去。
The water of God is poured into his heart.
我再来，道理一进去就发芽。
And when the word comes, then it will sprout.
所以撒种的比喻告诉我们。
The parable of the sower tells us.
种子是宝贵的。
That seeds are important, are valuable.
会有不同的结果，因为人有不同的心。
It will bear a different kind of fruit because of different type of soil in our heart.
最好的是好土地。
The very best soil is the one that will yield much crop.
但是有荆棘，我们要把它拿掉。
But because of thorns, we must remove the thorns.
用火把它烧掉。
Using the fire to burn them away.
来唱诗。
Sing hymn.